Little Red Riding Hood. Oh, Mum, how much I like this red hood. It is so beautiful.
I know, darling. You wear it all the time. People call you Little Red Riding Hood for that.
It's very nice, smiles Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes, it is. Now you can go and play outside. Be good.
I'm always good.
Yes, you are, smiles Mum.
Honey, I'm glad you are back. Your grandmother is sick.
Is she?
Can I visit her today?
Of course you can. Take this basket with you.
There is some cake and a bottle of wine for your grandma.
Be careful.
A bottle of wine and some cake, repeats the girl.
Don't wander off the path and don't talk to strangers on your way.
The woods are dangerous. Can you remember that?
Of course, Mummy.
What a nice day it is, says Little Red Riding Hood out loud. The path in the woods looks so nice. There are beautiful flowers around. The sun is shining so fine.
Yes, indeed, my little child. A beautiful day we have got.
Who is that speaking? Where are you?
I can't see you on the path.
I am your friend and I am right here,
answers a wolf.
Oh, there you are. Good morning, little girl,
says the wolf.
What's your name?
They call me Little Red Riding Hood because of the hood I always wear.
What a very nice name. But do tell me what you are doing all alone in the woods.
I am going to visit my grandmother. I have some cake and a bottle of wine for her in my basket.
You are such a good girl. You want to take care of her,
smiles the wolf.
And where does your grandmother live?
Asks the wolf.
Is her hut very far from here?
No, it isn't. She lives a little further down this path. The weather is great. The sun is shining. The little flowers are blooming. It is nice to walk in the woods.
You are right. Why don't you pick some flowers for your grandma? They are really beautiful.
I don't think I should. Mum says it is dangerous in the woods.
Dangerous? The flowers are blooming right along the path. Just walk slowly and reach out.
You are right, smiles the girl.
Okay, Little Red Riding Hood. I must run now. Goodbye,
says the wolf.
Goodbye,
answers the girl.
You are gone so fast.
Oh, I am,
whispers the wolf to himself.
I must get to grandmother's house before you come. The grandmother for dinner, how nice. And you for dessert, if I am smart. Ha ha ha. I can see the house. Great. Wait a minute. My voice must sound soft and nice. Knock. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Asked the grandmother.
It's me, Little Red Riding Hood. Open the door, Grandma.
Oh, it's you, my grandchild. Reach through the window and lift the latch. I am very weak. I can't get up.
As easy as that, thinks the wolf. Ha ha ha.
You are not my grandchild. You are a wolf.
Oh, yes, I am. And I am going to gobble you up, Grandma.
Where is Little Red Riding Hood?
Don't worry, she is coming. She will be my dessert. She's so soft and plump. Ha 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 ha.
Ah!
Cries Grandmother.
Now I must hurry. I need to put on Grandmother's sleeping gown, her cap, and her glasses. I need to look just like her. Now I am waiting for the girl.
Knock, knock, knock.
Who is it?
Asks the wolf.
It's me, Grandma, Little Red Riding Hood. I have a basket with food for you. The door is open. Do come in, my child. Where are you, Grandma? I can't see you. It is so dark in here. Can I draw the curtains back? No need to do that. Just come closer, my child. I have some cake for you, Grandma, and a bottle of wine. Oh, how nice! Put the basket on the table and do come closer. I want to give you a hug. Of course, Grandma.
Here comes my dessert, chuckles the wolf.
I can't hear you, Grandma. Say it again, please. I'm saying I am glad you are here. But you are still too far away, my dear child.
I'm right here, look. Is this close enough?
A little better, my child, answers the wolf. Take two steps forward.
Oh, exclaims Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, what?
Asks the wolf. Grandma, what big ears you have.
All the better to hear you with, my dear.
Oh, Grandmother, exclaims Little Red Riding Hood again.
Yes?
What big eyes you have.
All the better to see you with, my dear.
But, Grandmother, what large hands you have.
All the better to hug you with, my dear.
And what big teeth you have, Grandma.
All the better to eat you with,
just like that, snaps the wolf.
Help!
Shouts Little Red Riding Hood.
It is the wolf, not my grandma.
No need to run and shout. Here I come. Ha ha ha.
Help! Help!
What is that noise? Thinks a woodsman. I can hear someone calling for help. The voice is coming from the grandmother's hut. It is close. I must run quickly and see what's happening. Squeak! Bang! The door bursts open.
What's going on here?
Shouts the woodsman.
Oh no! It's the wolf. He's gobbling someone up. The old lady is gone. There, Now I've got you, you cunning wolf. Where is the old lady?
Asks he.
She's in my belly, trembles the wolf with fear. Don't kill me. Oh no, not yet. First, I'm going to get the old lady out. Shake, shake, shake. I am shaking the wolf. His head is upside down. And there she comes. No, it's Little Red Riding Hood. A little more shaking and Grandmother jumps out, laughs the woodsman.
Oh, thank you, sir, exclaimed Little Red Riding Hood and her grandmother.
You are welcome. Now, what should we do with the wolf?
You could let me go,
squeaks the wolf.
Let him go? Well, what do you say to that, Grandma?
Yes, but only if he promises never to come back.
Never, I swear, promises the wolf. Run away then. Don't let me see you here again.
I am so sorry, Grandma, says Little Red Riding Hood. Now I know my mother is right.
Don't talk to strangers, eh? Laughs the woodsman. That's what your mum says. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Let's forget about the wolf now, says Grandma. Let's sit down, eat some cake,
and you and me, my dear woodsman, we can have some wine.